This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the KRLD Morning News live from the Milestone Plumbing AC and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD with Joe Kelly having the day off. I'm John Little.
And I'm Austin York. Hundreds gathered to hold Camp Mystic up in prayer last night on the campus of SMU.
The one message I've been hearing talking with people who came to this vigil is their hope for the stories to continue at Camp Mystic, a place so many hold close to them. This woman who went to camp for several years was actually at the camp during a lesser but still very significant flood.
I was in the flood of 87. I was on Senior Hill. They had to bring us our breakfast by truck, you know, because we couldn't leave. I never felt unsafe. I always felt safe.
She, along with many others, were devastated when hearing the news of the catastrophic flooding, but she is hopeful the camp will continue in the years to come. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:06 at KRLD. And also this morning, it is day 5 for search and rescue operations in Central Texas. And through all the desperation, there are more and more stories of inspiration.
We've seen the video of Fort Worth firefighters assisting several drivers escaping their flooded out cars in the Guadalupe River. Coast Guard rescue swimmer Scott Ruskin was working as an accountant before he recently decided to join the Coast Guard. His team flew in from Corpus Christi, his first ever deployment. He was among the first dropped in around Camp Mystic.
When I got on scene, there was 200 kids looking to someone for some sort of comfort and safety. They don't really know what my experience is. They just know, hey, this guy's a professional and he's here to help us. And I kind of had to live up to that standard.
More inspiration coming in the way of donations? Simply see our Salvation Army link at KRLD.com. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Governor Greg Abbott will be briefed and hold a press conference this afternoon on the state's continued response to the flooding. Before that gets underway, Abbott and Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs are going to survey the damage in a helicopter, pay visit to Camp Mystic. That press conference is planned for about 5 this afternoon in Kerrville. Of course, we're going to be carrying it for you live right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Be sure to join us.
Absolutely. And the Texas Attorney General is warning folks to be aware of some common scams.
Attorney General Ken Paxton says it's especially important for anyone who suffered property damage during the flooding to use caution in dealing with anyone who offers to help them rebuild or reconstruct. He says it is common for some bad actors to go into disaster areas and collect payment for work up front, but never finish the project. He urges anyone dealing with a contractor to avoid rushing into signing a contract, to ask for references, and to check the company's reputation with the Better Business Bureau. He also points out that under state law, now that the governor has issued a disaster declaration, vendors are prohibited from charging exorbitant prices for items that are considered necessities. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
I am Austin York, and number three, an object bright enough to be seen streaking across the midday sky has fallen across parts of Peachtree City, Georgia. Likely either a meteor or space junk. That's according to the National Weather Service. Number two, the governor is going to be surveying the damage this afternoon in Central Texas. Going to hold a press conference at 5 in Kerrville. Of course, you can hear it live right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Top story this morning, 104 are confirmed dead due to the flooding. Over 40 still missing. There are, though, good stories. 850 people have been rescued.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
About 4 o'clock, we did not see any signs of the river rising. By 5:20, we almost weren't able to get out of the park.
This is a special edition of the KRLD Morning News with Joe Kelly, the Texas Flood, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Great to have you with us this morning. It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little with Austin York. In the NBA, along with the Mavs, the Rockets, Spurs, pledging more than $2 million to help Texans hit hardest by the deadly flooding. KRLD's Chris Fox is in Kerrville and joins us now with the latest. And Chris, it seems like everybody's pitching in to help here.
Well, all kinds of money. It's wonderful to see. It's also, you know, we're seeing a lot of corporate donations. There's a massive presence by HEB. I mean, absolutely massive. They're giving flood relief supplies. Lowe's is giving out cleanup buckets full of supplies. Also, I stumbled across a group that was receiving donations in Centerpoint, and it was a small group. But what they're doing is I hate to bring this up, but God's work, and it's just amazing. To see the donations they're getting. This is an area that's in a boil water notice period. And Center Point's a small town and the whole surrounding areas. And they were hit almost heavier than here up in Kerrville. And there's thousands of cases of water. People are dropping them off and they're driving them around to homebound people, to first responders. One of the things that John Pfister from the Center Point, you can find it on Facebook. Centerpoint Pirate Nation is a video of the small gym that they're using. Electrolytes are needed. Water is obviously needed because of the boil water notice in the area. And anything that can be done on the ground is essential. So people, you know, you see giving millions of dollars here and there. People want to do what they can do. Perhaps it's not volunteering, but donating anything they can, cleaning supplies, food, clothing, water, electrolytes. Like I said, that was one of the things he said, because the first responders are so thoroughly depleted and it's so humid and so wet down there that they are just overwhelmed. So anything that can be done along those lines.
And basically I know you were talking about some of the items that they needed. Is money still the best option for people and the best way to help?
In a lot of ways, yes, because volunteers, there are too many volunteers, and they're blocking up a lot of the roads. One of the things that makes this area so difficult is it's small, 55,000 in Kerr County alone, and everything is two-lane roads. So when you get pickup trucks with front loaders and skid steers behind them, you get enough of them, you're starting to block traffic. And that's what we've noticed, that has been a problem. And the reason why the donations group is doing what they're doing out of the Center Point School is because the fire department was overwhelmed with volunteers and they couldn't deal with donations. So they reached out to people in the community who have stepped up, and I witnessed it firsthand. It was impressive. People would pull up in their gators and say, "We need 2 cases of water." And John Finster would scream out, "Give them 5 cases of water. Give them 6 cases of water. Just keep driving around, handing them out to whoever you can." And it is, it goes a long way. And at this point, people, I think, want to do as much as they can, and money for those who aren't here, those who are here. I think anything you can do donation wise is just, again, God's work.
That is KRLD's Chris Fox in Kerrville. 7:26, time to check your money this morning. KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Yeah, Wall Street looking to bounce back. Yesterday was the worst day we'd seen in 3 weeks, and the official excuse was the announcement that 14 of our trading partners got letters that their tariffs were going to go up to 25 to 40%. Now, the good news is it's not going to start tomorrow like it was originally going to. It's not going to be until August the 1st. But interestingly, there is no follow-through at all around the world markets. All the Asian markets are higher today. Hong Kong's up 1%. China's, Shanghai's up 0.7%. Japan's higher. UK's higher today. So's Germany. France is a little bit lower today. But that's specific reasons there. Here, it looks like we're going to bounce back. The NASDAQ and the S&P average are pointing higher. The Dow just turned negative, but it looks like it's weakness in Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and American Express, the financial issues. Everything else looks pretty good. In fact, the NASDAQ looks up 80 points. Right now, gold's lower by $6.90. Interest rates moving higher again, 4.42% on the 10-year, and crude's up 3 cents. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
David, thank you so much. Well, the Friday night lights are flipping to Saturday afternoon on national TV. Got a big high school football matchup that we're learning of coming up late next month. Plano and Odessa Permian, they were already scheduled to square off, a couple of Texas high school powerhouses, but they're going to face off at the Star in Frisco August 30th at noon, and this is going to be live on NFL Network. The longtime Titans have 12 state titles between them. It's a rematch of last year's gritty 13-10 win for Permian, and it's just been moved to a bigger stage on the NFL Network, so pretty cool.
Absolutely. Friday Night Lights, man, nothing like it, and the NFL Network knows it. That's why they're coming to Big Texas.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.